I'm just heading outside, gonna do this morning routine. Nice, quick, and efficient, get me going for the day, make sure you're improving. Now, usually I would do this a little earlier. It varies every day, because sometimes I might have games like really late. Sometimes the men's games, the kickoffs are like 10:30, then you don't get home till like 12, your body doesn't cool down, so it's really not smart to just wake up and say, hey, we have to train really hard, and you're neglecting, overlooking your sleep. So every day is a little different. Sometimes it's really early in the morning. I definitely wanted to do this later today so you can actually see what I'm doing. Sometimes it's dark out here early in the morning, but the morning routine is so important. And to start, just getting outside, getting fresh air in your lungs. Most of us just stay inside all day, especially in a climate like this where there's snow on the ground, it's cold during the winter. Some people go like months just staying inside. So it's so important that you're getting outside, getting fresh air into your lungs. That cold air as well, it's really good for you. It's good for your body. It's good for your fat burning. It really turns on a fat burning mechanism. As well as, first of all, like I said, getting that fresh air in your lungs. But if you don't live in a climate where it's cold, that's still fine. Getting outside, getting in nature. And we're not necessarily in nature, but this is better than being inside with fake air, air conditioned air, that's really not good or healthy for you. So, getting outside beneficial in the morning, it's also gonna wake you up, and it's really a good way to start the day. Now, the first part of this morning routine, so I'm just walking, it's just casual, just like easing myself into the workout. I'm not going all out right away. Should we go that way? No, we'll go this way. So the first part of this workout is the breath holds. So the breath holds are very important. It's gonna help you improve your stamina without actually running. You're gonna do it multiple times. So before your workouts, before you play games, it's really good to warm up your lungs, but this is also part of the training. It's gonna help you improve your stamina without running. It's gonna improve your breathing efficiency. So if you've ever played a game and your legs feel like really heavy, maybe it's the first minutes of the game, like first 5-10 minutes of the game, and your legs feel super heavy, and then and your breathing's really tough and it's hard to breathe, but as the game goes on, you played longer, you should be more tired, but you feel fitter. You feel like you have more energy, you feel like you could run longer, your legs feel better. That's because your lungs haven't been warmed up. They were just hit right away and they weren't ready for it. And your body's not, it's not efficiently moving oxygen through your muscles, all the blood through your body, and these breath holds are really gonna help you with that. So the way you do the breath holds are, you're just gonna walk, I'm gonna exhale through my nose, so again, all breathing, and we talk about breathing in one of the modules, but all breathing should be through your nose. The only time my mouth should be open is when I'm talking or when I'm putting food into it. So really focus on the nose breathing, but I'm gonna exhale through my nose, and then I'm going to hold my nose, and I'm gonna hold my breath, and I'm gonna walk for as many paces as I can. I'm gonna count my paces. So instead of counting time, I'm counting the steps that I take. So over time, you wanna try to increase the amount of steps that you're taking. So let's do one right here. Okay, so the number isn't, my number is not important, it's what your number is. That was about 42 steps. But most importantly, after I stopped breathing, or after I stopped holding my breath, I didn't just start panting. And this is what most people do when they're playing soccer. So this is why you don't recover as quickly as you should, because you're not focusing on the recovery in your breath, calming your breathing down. So learning to control your breath, it's also gonna help you with your recovery after matches, but also like in match, between plays. So really focus on calming your breath. not breathing heavy, not breathing hard, really trying to lighten your breath. So that was about 42. Now the first one I like to not go as hard as I possibly could. It's kind of like a warm-up one, and then each one I try to go a little bit longer. So give yourself a little time between each one to recover, let's say like 1 minute, and then you'll go again. So over time you want to try to increase that number. Now honestly, I haven't been doing these as much as I should, but there was a time when I was doing them very consistently and I was seeing the benefits. So I do it from time to time, but I wanted to make it a consistent part of this training program. So do these breath holds, especially your morning workout, but before playing, before training, it's gonna warm you up, it's gonna improve your stamina. So let's go again here, and I'm gonna try to beat that number. The highest I ever got, I think, was about 70, it was like 73 paces. So that's about 42. I can go a little bit longer. Let's try to push it here. Again, focusing on that quick recovery. So that was about 53 steps. And you wanna go until you start feeling that, like, that panic in your chest. It starts getting hard to breathe. You'll feel what I'm talking about. But you don't wanna go past that point. You're not trying to kill yourself. You're just trying to gradually progress, and you're trying to gradually challenge your body's ability to hold its breath and to work with less oxygen. So that's what you're training yourself for. So just over time, try to do a little bit more. Like I said, I would do 5 of these. I mean, you can go up to 10 if you want, but this training program is all about efficiency. So I would just do 5 of these in the morning. And then when you get far enough, or let's say you complete your 5 breath holds, then it's time to start running. So you're gonna start running home. And like, I would just walk a certain distance, and then at a certain point, I felt like I was far enough where I completed my breath holds. Then I would jog home, and it would be about a 5-minute jog home. So like 10-minute walk, 5-minute jog. And the jog, you're just focusing on running efficiency. So don't just put one foot in front of the other. Think about where you're placing that foot, how you're pumping your arms. Think about good running technique and head home. You're not going crazy pace, but you're not going super slow either. So it's still part of the warm-up. As I said, this morning workout, you're trying to ease into it. You're not trying to go all out right away. This is just about being consistent with your training, starting the day off properly. So I'm going to start my run right now, and you would do the same. A little bit of run. So again, depends on how much time you have in the morning, but I want these workouts to be short and efficient. So maybe it's a 5-minute walk with your breath holds and a 2-minute jog back. And when I was talking about running and saying don't, just most people run and they don't think about what they're doing. They're just putting one leg in front of the other. I want you to think about, like, good arm pump, a little bit of forward lean. So forward momentum, you're not standing straight up, forward momentum. How you're driving your knees, where you're placing your feet, the strength of your feet. So think about making your foot strong, landing on the ball of your foot, the forefoot, the middle of your foot at least, and the ball of your foot, and really pushing the ground behind you, making your foot, your ankle strong. So really think about, how can I run more efficiently with each step rather than just running, which is what most people do. So You went out, you got some fresh air, you got some oxygen in your lungs, you woke yourself up a little bit being outside. You improved your stamina with the breath holds. You improved your stamina with the running. You also improved your running efficiency, because being fit and moving efficiently are two different things. And now I'm going to come back home and I'm going to go into my garage here, where I have a little bit of a training area. And I'm going to get this morning routine all finished up. So let's go. Starting with some rotations. So working from the top to the bottom, starting with our neck and shoulders. I'm just going to do 3 rotations in each direction. Really focusing on pushing the full range of motion. So don't just lift your shoulders up or move your neck or your arms. How high can you lift your arms? How big can you make your range of motion in any joint? So this is really good for your joint health, which is very important for any human being, but especially athletes. You want to take care of your knees and your hips and your ankles and your entire body. So rotations like this are very good, especially when you do them on a consistent basis, which we will be doing throughout this training program, doing some hip circles, hip rotations. Again, I'm just doing about 3 each way, but really trying to push the range of motion. Hip circles, some groin and hip movements, rotations. Really try to lift that up. I would like to even see myself come a little bit higher on those. Really try to push that range of motion. Obviously not injuring yourself, but challenging yourself. And the thing is, you'll be doing these consistently, so you can try to go a little bit higher, a little bit deeper each day. Doing some knee circles. Try to keep your toes pointed straight while you do this. Don't let your toes start pointing outwards, which will be the tendency. Ankle rotations, nice big circles. Again, don't just move your feet. Can you do a nice big circle and feel the full range of motion all the way around? Doing some points, so flexing up, flexing down. It's good for your foot technique as well with your shooting. If you can learn to manipulate your foot and hold and flex your ankle in these different positions, it'll help with your shooting and your ball striking as well. Moving into some leg swings. You can hold a wall if you're really struggling with these, but I would challenge you to stay on one foot and work on your balance at the same time. Straight leg in the front, kicking nice and high. Start low and then work your way up from the first to the last. There should be a difference in your range of motion. You can do about 20 swings on each side. Focus on arm mechanics for balance, but you should feel a hamstring stretch on the front and a quad stretch in the back. So really try to curl your foot and kick your butt in the back, and then straight leg, point your toes in the front. Then obviously a cross body. I mean, you can try to do it on one foot, but I just don't think you're gonna get the benefit of the stretch because it's a little awkward. So you're not gonna be able to go as high on your swings. So for these, I like to put my hands on the wall and just really focus on feeling it in my hip and my groin, my hip when I go across my body. So my hip and the outside of my butt, my glute, and then feel it in my groin when I really stretch out, and even the hamstring when you stretch out and reach on the other side. So swings done. Moving forward into some dynamic stretches. You're gonna start with a calf stretch and a downward dog combination. So upward dog, downward dog. This is a downward dog, this is an upward dog. Downward dog, I'm forcing my heels to the ground. Upward dog, I'm putting my toes, so my toes are touching the ground, not the balls of my feet. So I'm stretching my ankle when I'm doing that one. I'm also stretching my abs. Here's my calves, and then we're moving forward. Excuse me. This is a front stretch, a front forward bend into a deep squat combination. So straight legs into a deep squat, trying to sit your butt down. Use your hands to hold your feet and hold your toes pointed forward. Don't let your toes point outwards. I'm also pushing my knees out with my elbows, really trying to sit deep into that squat, using my feet as balance to get a little bit deeper into that squat. Straight leg on the way up. Try to keep your head close to your body. Just doing 5 repetitions. Moving forward quickly, I'm gonna do a single leg quad hamstring stretch. So I'm really pulling on my quad. I'm going down, touching the ground, coming back up.
I'm just going to repeat that 5 times. But on the quad stretch, I'm really making sure that I'm pulling tight. I'm really actually feeling it in my quad. I'm pulling on my ankle, so I'm getting a bit of an ankle stretch as well. And when I'm coming down, I'm feeling it in my hamstring. I'm focusing on my balance as well, strength in my ankle, strength in my toes, keeping good balance. As I said, just about 5 quality ones on each side. Touching the ground. Should be a slight bend in my planting leg. If I have a straight leg when I'm going down, all the tension is going to be in my back, but I want to have a bent knee so I can really focus on feeling it in the back of my leg, my hamstring. Starting to get warm, full body warm up. Just a little bit of movement, a little bit of skipping. You can throw in a few dynamic soccer exercises if you need. I just want to get ready for these sharpness and quickness drills that I'm about to do. So the first one's actually a bit of balance. This is a bound for balance, not a bound for power or speed, but a bound for balance. So what I mean by that is I'm bounding, landing on one foot, and then I'm holding, bounding, pausing, bounding, holding, fighting for balance if I wobble a bit. But I'm really focusing on having strong ankle, strong foot, plant and hold for at least a second. Then I'll go the other side. And when I'm doing this, I'm focusing on having a strong knee and strong ankles and getting low, bringing that back leg across my body so I can get a little bit lower, but really focusing on strength, because a lot of times you'll find you land and your knees, your ankles wobble. Can you focus on making it a little bit stronger and stabilize a little bit better each time? So between each of these exercises, as you can see, I set up like a, what is that, a hexagon, pentagon, a shape, a big circle, we'll say, with cones all around. You can see the shape of it, and I'm just working to each one. So we're going to do a few drills in here, but between each of these drills, I'm going to do some juggling exercises. So the first one is just alternate juggling. I'm juggling to 50, so it's a bit of active recovery. So I'm focusing on recovering my breathing, but also working my ball control and my touch at the same time. So this is the next variation. It's the same exercise, except now I'm bounding for power. So I'm doing the same movement, except now I'm not holding. I'm bounding, and as soon as I land, I'm trying to explosively push off in the opposite direction. So bounding for power, boom, push off, push off, push off, push off. Okay, training for power. The first one was for stability and balance. So finish that nice and quick. Get the ball again, little active rest. Now I'm going to do small touches on my right foot or your strong foot, you could do, but we should have 2 strong feet. I'm going to get 50 touches on one side. So here you're really actually working. This is quite a bit of balance training as well. If you stay on that one foot the whole time and a lot of strength, you're going to feel this in your glute and your hamstring on that planting foot side. Put the ball down, going back to my grid, my circle. And now I'm going to do a quick feet exercise. So this one's really important to work on sharpness of movement. It's just quick feet in each direction. I'm going to continue looking forward, but I'm really focusing on quick arm pump, continuous arm pump, and nice quick sharp feet. So I'll do a rotation on one side. I'm just going to rest for a little bit, just walk, kind of recover myself, and then I'm going to go in the opposite direction. So this is really important for just sharpness on the field. I want you to get in the habit of always moving your feet rather than lunging for passes, rather than lunging for tackles. These drills are going to help us become a better defender. They're going to help us be first to the ball more often. They're going to help us be more explosive. So it's that sharpness of movement, focusing on the quality of your arm pump, good arm pump. You're going to find that when you do these exercises, for some reason, your arms are going to stop moving, then it's going to screw up your whole rhythm. So really focus on the quality and sharpness of your arm pump, and then the quality and sharpness of your feet, constantly moving your feet. As I said, not lunging for balls, not lunging for passes, not lunging for tackles, but quickly moving your feet to close players down rather than putting a foot out and hoping for the best. So it's going to help you be more successful in your tackles and your ball retention, but also your general movement and athleticism on the field. So there I did small touches on my weaker foot, my left foot. Now I'm going to come back to my grid and I'm going to do a side shuffle. So again, working in one direction. This is my right foot leading. This one's really good for defending. Think about getting low to the ground. Quick feet in, quick feet out. Quick feet in, quick feet out. The tendency is when you change direction to get a little bit of pause. You want to remove that pause. I would call it a bit of muscle slack or muscle lag. It's when you're going in one direction, then you have to go in the other direction, but your feet don't push off as quickly as you would like, or you feel like you're kind of in quicksand or a little heavy. So anytime you're changing direction, really think about that quick explosive movement in the opposite direction and continue the circle. So that one's going to help you with your athleticism again, but really good for improving defending technique on that one. So while you're playing in games, think about closing players down with that side shuffle. Think about closing them down with quick feet rather than running in aimlessly or being flat-footed and just lunging towards the bowl. Now I'm going to do big touches as my active recovery and technical training between these drills. So these touches should be above knee height, planting your foot between each repetition, focusing on good backspin. So getting lots of touches here. I'm doing 50 repetitions. If you're struggling to get 50 in a row, then just do consecutive. This is a cross step. So you can see it looks a little different than the side shuffle. Instead of shuffling, that first step is going across my body. Now, when it's just one cross step, it looks a little awkward, but this is still a valuable skill to practice. And yes, movements are skills. Physical movement is skill. The more you practice it, the better you get at it. But this one is valuable for changes of direction because the cross step will usually lead into a sprint. Instead of shuffling into a sprint, you're usually going to change direction with a cross step or a rotation. So cross step, and then you would shift your hips and then sprint into distance or sprint into open space. But here you can see the hip control. This is also going to help you with your one-on-one moves and any change of direction. Now I'll do the big juggles on my weaker foot. I gotta stop saying that, on my left foot, just because I know most players have a weaker foot, but I don't like that mentality. You got two strong feet. Honestly, both of my feet are the same. My left may even be better than my right now in some areas, but that comes down to practice and repetition. You can have the same, and when you do, you become very unpredictable and very dangerous because you can dribble both ways, pass both ways, shoot both ways, and defenders don't know where you're going, don't know what you're doing. They try to force you to one side, and you can easily go to the other and exploit their ignorance. Okay, so moving into some strength exercises now. We're done the juggling and quick movement. Here I'm going to do some squats. I was supposed to do 20 repetitions. For some reason, I think I only did 10. But focusing on keeping my chest up, maybe because my legs were a little bit sore, and that may come down to muscle awareness. Chest up, butt down. So then we go quick into inside touch, quick touches, dribbling. So you can see I have two cones that I'm working with here. So for the next few drills, I'm going to use those cones. We're going to do some dribbling variations. But the idea here is to go for speed, keep control. I'm trying to go as fast as I can because I want to do what happened right there. I want to force myself to lose control. So when I lose control, obviously I'm trying to keep it as long as I can. But as soon as I get sloppy, I fall over myself or I have a bad touch and lose control, I'm going to stop and I'm going to move on to the next exercise. If you're challenging yourself with speed, with intensity, that's going to translate to skills that are actually going to help you in a game. Moving into some push-ups. I'm going to do 20 repetitions, focus on contracting the chest as I push, stretching the chest at the bottom. Then the next dribbling exercise is going to be my right foot, I believe. So I'm just going to dribble with the right foot only, inside cuts and outside cuts, but working that figure eight between the cones, getting low over the ball. And if you screw up like right away, that doesn't mean you stop the drill. Go again, get a little bit of rhythm, and really push yourself. And if you're going for too long, increase the speed. You should be losing control, especially in these tight areas, if you're going fast enough. I don't care how good you really are. If you're that good, just push it even faster until you're forced to make a mistake. But challenge yourself just like that. Lose control, get a little sloppy, go for 20, 30 seconds. If it doesn't happen, you can rest after that. But I would challenge you to pick up the pace, make it match realistic, because that's going to convert into, like I said, real game skills. So I finished my right foot. I'm going to come back to the strength exercises, going to do some lunges, take a nice big step like that one. I would like to see a little bigger step. Chest is up, push off with power, push back into my starting position with power. adding these strength exercises, supersetting with some technical skills. So as you can see, this morning routine really hits everything. So if you only do one workout today other than the recovery session, always do the recovery session, because that's probably the reason you're not doing the other ones. You're not feeling up to it, you're too sore, or you're making excuses. But if you could only do one other workout, do this morning routine, because it's going to hit on everything. It's first thing in the morning, you get it done, you get on with your day, it makes you feel good about everything. It's probably going to lead to you doing the other exercises or wanting to do the other workouts, because you're going to feel fresh. Yeah, you're going to challenge yourself a bit, but that movement in the morning, that's going to help you. I'm starting to get a little sloppy on this left foot, but I still am keeping control, so I'll continue. I'll try to push up my pace. When you're changing direction like that, really focus on your knee bend, getting low to the ground. There I started getting a little sloppy, a little tired. Again, I'm not doing this to exhaust myself. I'm trying to get a little stimulation, not annihilation, and then move forward into the next exercise. This is called an inchworm. You may have done this before. You may call it something different. But straight leg forward bend, then I'm going to walk out. If you're doing this on carpet, you could probably go a little further. I could definitely go a little further on carpet because it's on a slippery ceramic garage floor. I don't want to slip and fall on my face, especially on camera for you guys. So I'm going there. I'm still stretching fairly far. When I get here, I want to tighten, tense the abs, and then come back. Don't put your butt back in the air. Try to push your hands back first before your butt comes up. You see what I mean here? So here, take your hands back first rather than bring your butt up first. Good. Straight leg, reach high, just 5 repetitions. This is the last dribbling one. It's just a freestyle, but I'm doing moves. So I'm still doing that figure eight pattern or working through those cones. Variety, go left, go right, different moves. But think about, you have to make a move. You have to quickly beat the defender somehow. A little body feint, a step over, change of direction, something quick, and be creative with it. And here again, pushing the pace. My legs are starting to get a little bit heavy. The touch is trying to get away from me, but my skills are too good. So I keep going. Challenge it, yes, push the pace. The ball's still there, I'm still making moves. And there you go. I felt like I went probably 20, 30 seconds. Again, stimulation over annihilation. I'll be back, I'll be doing these drills tomorrow, so I don't have to worry about that. The last strength exercise is calf raises. So on these, I'm really trying to push up with power and then come down with a bit of control. Don't just drop down. I should maybe be coming down a little bit slower, but still, control on the way down. Don't just drop your heels and land on the ground. Power on the way up. Think power if you're jumping, power if you're pushing off the ground, sprinting. That's what we want to replicate when we're doing our strength training exercises. So there's a combination of technical skill and strength exercises and speed and quickness. And we're going to finish with some shooting. I think it's so important just to make shooting, ball striking, part of your daily routine. So what better place than to put it in this morning routine? Now, I have a little net here. This net, I mean, it is kind of helping, but realistically, just shooting against the wall would be fine. I just had it in here, and I do use it and utilize it, but you're going to have to find something. Hopefully you can find something to strike a ball against. And I'm not shooting ridiculously hard. You don't have to either. Even if you're shooting against the couch in your living room, just against the base of the couch, just focus on keeping the ball on the ground. Focus on striking the ball with your laces. That's my main focus here, is just alternating feet, change of repetition, or getting the repetitions up, but just focusing on body over the ball, making strong contact with my lace to the center of the ball. Just developing that habit, that instinct, that natural feeling. So when I get on the field and it's time to shoot, this is just what I do. I've done this 1,000 times this week, and I'm just going to do it one more time, and I'm going to put it in the back of the net. So developing that ball striking, that comfort, the confidence with ball striking, alternating feet, playing one touch. I'm just trying to get 100 shots, so 50 on each side, but really just counting for 100 or shoot for about 2 minutes, and you'll probably get there one touch. But look, I'm like 2-3 yards away from the wall, from the net, just gaining those repetitions, getting body over the ball, knee over the ball, laces, following through, keeping my foot strong, and watch after I strike the ball what my technique looks like after I hit the ball. You can watch this video again and again if you have to, but that is the morning routine.